What we're going to discuss today is how the Port of London was discovered and what we discovered about it. Now, if you look at the historical records of Roman London, there's only about 14 actual references to London in antiquity, i.e. contemporary references. And of those, only one is in the first century. There are none at all in the second or third century. There's only one in the late third century, and there's four in the fourth century. So if you're a historian trying to write a history of Roman London, it's very difficult. You don't really have much data. You're going to depend on the archaeological evidence, the material evidence of the port and indeed the town, to have any understanding of what happened then. And so what we're looking at here is, how did we discover about the Port of London? There's no historical documentations, no customs books, no tariffs, no idea of the taxes. We have to understand the port entirely from the archaeological evidence. So that's what we're going to do today.